It is shortly after dawn in Dunga, a small fishing village on the shores of Lake Victoria in western Kenya. Fishermen are returning from the night's work. They paddle their small dhows, with their sails now rolled up, through the thick green water hyacinth, pull the skiffs onto shore, and begin unloading the night's catch of fish. 9 perch, the lake's prime catch, are carried in baskets to the local fishermen's cooperative. These high-quality fish are weighed and stored in ice chests to be sold to fish processing houses and exported. The remaining catch, including tilapia, catfish, and tiny fish called daga, are sold directly from the boats to a crowd of market ladies who gather every morning for the auction. The traders swarm around the boats. Negotiations sometimes are intense. One of the traders, Mary Angeso, makes a living reselling fish at a market in nearby Kisumu. She says on an average day, she will buy 1,000 Kenyan shillings worth of fish, about $15, and resell it for 2,000.
Igni mokalo, jo namne kelonwa rech matin to ningo ni malo.
She says 10 years ago, the quantity of fish was small, but profits were good. Now she says there are fish, but no money. And because of the post-electoral violence, the roads are blocked, and there are no visitors from other wealthier parts of Kenya. As the trading subsides and the women leave with pans of fish balanced on their heads, the fishermen take a break. Morris Juma says on an average day his boat makes $20 to $30, which is divided among the 4 crew members. Fishing here, he says, is declining. The catch has dropped by 40% in the past decade.
10 years back we were catching big fish, but nowadays we catching small ones. Yeah. You can find 2 to 3 kilos and some small ones like anderses.
He blames the decline in part on environmental changes in the lake.
Nowadays no fish, because you know nowadays water has been said so much, but nowadays no water. Another problem is this weed, hyacinth, water hyacinth.
He says farms along the shores of the lake have lowered the water level, and fertilizer-laden runoff has fueled the invasion of water hyacinth. A colleague, Moses Omoni, says overfishing and the use of illegal nets that catch even the smallest fish are also responsible. But most of all, he says, the prices paid to the fishermen are too low.
There's a gap between the producer and the consumer. There's a middleman who have been taking too much from the fishermen.
When the ice chests at the Dunga Cooperative are full, the Nile perch are trucked to fish processing plants, where they are cleaned, filleted, and frozen. The fish are then trucked to Nairobi and flown to markets in Europe, Asia, and America. But the fish processing industry here is in decline. Of the 8 local factories, 5 are closed, and the remaining 3 operate only a few days a week. As a result, most of the workers have been laid off and have become day laborers. Chris Owala heads the Community Initiative Action Group, a local civic organization. He says the decline of the fishing industry is due to neglect by the central government.
There are no infrastructure. There are no roads. Even if you look at our airport, it's so small such that it does not connect you to the external market. So you must pass by Nairobi. Fish industries which are processing fish are located in Thika, central province.
He says the government has never implemented a plan to revitalize the fish processing industry in western Kenya, which not only competes with plants in central Kenya now, but also with new facilities in Tanzania and Uganda, countries that control most of the lake. Owala says the fishing industry is just one example of the area's neglect by the central government. Cotton and sugarcane farming once flourished here, but now hardly exist. Nairobi University professor Ken Ouko says the fishing industry is a particularly sore issue among the Luo people who predominate in the region.
The Luo presently see the fishing industry as one of the means through which the ruling class presses them down. Because you go and buy the fish from them, you're kind of exploiting them, so they think, and then you sell it at a higher price, you get rich, they stay poor, and they live in a vicious cycle.
President Mwai Kibaki, following his election 6 years ago, promised to establish a fishing authority run by the Luo, but this promise has not been fulfilled. Historically, the Luo have been the backbone of the political opposition in Kenya. They largely supported opposition leader and favorite son Raila Odinga in the disputed December elections. So the grievance over fishing was just one of many that exploded into violence when Odinga was declared the loser in the presidential election that the people here believe was rigged to keep Mr. Kibaki in power and them in poverty. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Lake Victoria, Western Kenya.